Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem HSP Shir number 23. We're talking about the Empath Survival Guide by Judith Orloff. And we started to talk about the difference between physical and emotional empaths. Some people could even be both. And we're going to describe them. And we're going to talk about the aspects of how you handle them. Again, what is a physical empath? Here are questions you ask yourself if you want to know that you may be a physical empath. Have you ever sat next to somebody in pain and started to feel some of that pain as well? Do I get physically ill when I'm in crowds? Have I been called a hypochondriac when I know that my symptoms were actually real? Do I react to other people's stress by developing a physical symptom of my own? Do I get energized by some people and depleted by other people? Do I frequently go to doctors without getting treatment that help? Am I chronically fatigued, or do I have mysterious and unexplained ailments? Do I often feel exhausted by crowds preferring to be alone or preferring to stay home? And is my body sensitive to sugar, alcohol, or processed foods? Those are some aspects of physical empath characteristics. What about emotional empaths? You ask yourself these questions. Do I pick up on other people's emotions, on their anxiety or anger or frustration? Do I get an emotional hangover after an argument or a conflict, meaning you feel very, very drained after you had some sort of confrontation? Do I feel depressed in crowds or anxious in crowds? Do I want to fix people and take away their stress? Do I intuit other people's feelings even when they are unexpressed? Meaning, even if the person doesn't say how they're feeling, you sense how that other person's feeling. Is it hard to distinguish other people's emotions from your own? Do I care so much about others that I neglect my own needs? Do I overeat to cope with difficult people or emotional stress? By the way, it doesn't say it here, but many would undereat. Do I experience mood swings from sugar or carbohydrates or other specific foods? So those are the two aspects of it. The idea being is if once you know if some of these descriptions fit with you, then you get a mazel tov because you're not crazy and you're not a hypochondriac. You're simply a sensitive person with a gift that you need to develop, but it's also a gift that you need to learn how to successfully manage. She coined a term called empathetic illness. What does empathetic illness mean? That means it's an illness in which someone manifests symptoms that are not their own. Believe it or not, it's possible to catch that from other people too. You could catch colds from other people, the flu from another person, COVID, and so on. You could catch emotional, empathetic illness. These symptoms feel like they're yours, but they're not, which is very, very confusing. Judith Orloff said she had particular one patient that her sister had asthma, and she didn't have asthma, but she actually felt a shortness of breath in her body, even though she didn't really have the condition. She did not have asthma, but she often felt that because her sister had that. Another one, a husband, was so connected to his wife that his hand would hurt in sympathy with her flare-up in her arthritis. Those illnesses are totally empathetic. He felt her pain in his joints, as an example, when his wife's arthritis flared up. Similar, this is mamish similar to the story famous about Rabbi Levine. He went to the doctor and he said those words, "My wife's foot hurts us." And everyone learns that as a that's how we felt that they were one unit, but it literally, most likely, that it hurts us, because he felt it. See, Klal Yisrael is like that. they are truly, truly one. You saw that very, you know, the terrible tragedy that took place, Shmini Atzeres, that so many people, so many Yidden were killed and tortured and so on, and how Klal Yisrael, the reaction afterwards, how each one felt tremendously with it, creating a tremendous achdus and empathy, like they're one unit. And that is really Klal Yisrael, they are like that. They are ish echad b'lev echad, literally. Lev echad means, this is what we just explained. My wife's foot hurts us. It's like a sheep that that you hit one limb, everything is felt in the most profound way. And this empathetic illness, though, if it's taken too much, we actually feel it too much, can leave a person chronically ill or housebound or paralyzed with social anxiety. Empaths are prone to have social anxiety because they are overwhelmed by the multiple spoken signals that people give off, and they are overloaded by the unspoken signals that people give off. They're very sensitive to rejection. They also become very exhausted, very burned out from feelings, from feeling the world stress, that they can't, very difficult to function. And conventional medicine doesn't really see this. They don't really grasp this concept of the body's subtle energy to be able to absorb other people's pain. It's not coming from a purely scientific medical aspect of it, but it's no less true. And they develop a lot of these illnesses, adrenal fatigue, autoimmune diseases, thyroid issues, inflammatory bowel disease, that's very, very common, highly sensitive intestinal issues, agoraphobia, which is a fear of going outside, other phobias like on crowds or driving or being in large stadiums or large chasanas, as an example, chronic depression, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, which is related to the nerves, pain, panic attacks, social anxiety, and so on. And Judith Olive acknowledged in the beginning she didn't know how to treat these patients because you know, scientifically, medically, they didn't really acknowledge this type of concept. And but she found that most of these patients that had these symptoms, even though they did not have an illness themselves, but they were in contact with a loved one or a coworker in distress, and they were absorbing that person's emotional symptoms. And she did that too. For example, one patient also said that her back pain got worse during thunderstorms. Others said that they experienced, it's called SAD, seasonal affective disorder. I've seen people that actually experience this. A certain depression that occurs in the winter, specifically, when the days are shorter and darker. Some empaths feel more restless and anxious on a full moon, and feel calmer when there's a new moon. There's a saying by a particular wise person. He said as follows: the people who are sensitive in life may suffer much more than those who are insensitive, but if they understand and go beyond their suffering, they will discover extraordinary things. Realizing the sensitivity of an empath and their inability to modulate it has significantly changed how you treat them and how you handle them. Most patients that are empaths simply need to learn how to be kinder to themselves and make certain small adjustments to ease their pain. The example Judith Orloff gives that she herself has issues with, but her patient came to her, is that a patient came with an intense anxiety when they drove the Los Angeles freeways. Those are the low, big highways that have multiple lanes of cars with large trucks whizzing by in both directions, and it made her feel overwhelmed and lightheaded even, and Judith Orloff herself also says that she has a aversion. She doesn't like traveling on these freeways. The high-speed traffic, the upset drivers, too much to process, and she didn't drive it for years. Now, you can't do deep breathing exercises before getting into the car always. And sometimes her physician suggested anti-anxiety medication, which she wasn't comfortable taking. So she suggested an alternative. Instead of, again, you can't always do it depending where you need to go, because there's some places to go you need to take that throughway or freeway. But in many cases, instead of continuing to try to get over that drainage that she has on her driving anxiety, let herself have permission to avoid the freeways when possible and take those side streets throughout the city. And she felt tremendous relief by doing this. It's a simple solution. You just allow more travel time. You know it's going to take you 20, 25 minutes longer, even a half hour longer. And to stop, empaths also in this aspect need to stop pressurizing themselves to be like other people. That's a mistake that many, many sensitive people make and many empaths make. Empaths often have a special needs. They need to be respected, and their needs are perfectly are okay. They're not failing or failures by finding ways to be kind to themselves. They're not copping out by finding ways to be kind to themselves. So the softer and easier solution to a problem can be a merciful way to resolve anxiety without necessarily having to turn to medication. But once empaths chronically deplete themselves by the trauma and stress that they experience, then they may require medication for anxiety, for depression, to adjust themselves, and then later, you know, with therapy, remove that. Very often also, for empaths, even a tiny, small sliver of an antidepressant can work wonders. And some say it's a placebo effect, but it's not necessarily a placebo effect. It's just that empaths are more sensitive to everything, including medication. So they don't tolerate the higher dose, but they all they need is a very small dose, and it'll affect them greatly. There is an interesting study that Tylenol could inhibit empathy, could make empathy go down. They saw that people who took Tylenol consistently experienced less distress when they see others suffer than others. Tylenol decreasing empathy is a significant thing. It's a significant thing. So very often they have, we said, certain types of adrenal fatigue, and there are solutions how to go about to relieve themselves from that. Eating whole food diets without processed foods, exercise, meditate, which by us is tefillah, davening, spiders, talking to Hashem, measuring cortisol levels, taking vitamin B daily, taking 2,000 to 5,000 mg of vitamin C. Something with the Jewish community in general, they're very low on vitamin D. Lack of vitamin D is very common in the Orthodox Jewish world, and it could cause downness and fatigue. So that's also important. We'll continue more Be'ezus Hashem going forward, but I'm going to repeat this, what the wise man said regarding people who are sensitive or are empaths. So listen again. It's a very important line. Even write it down if you can. The people who are sensitive in life may suffer much more than those who are insensitive, but if they understand and go beyond their suffering, they will discover extraordinary things. Bracha and Hatzlacha.